Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala khatamin nabiyyin. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, welcome to another beautiful episode of the silsila The Early Echo. Wherever you may be, we hope that you and your family are safe and sound. Don't forget that when you make dua for yourself, your family, your community, then also make dua for the ummah. Make dua to Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, that for the sake of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam, that He Azza wa Jal grants relief to the ummah, shifa to those who are sick and suffering, maghfirah to those who have passed on, and protection against the oppressors. In life, if one does not put in all their efforts to attain what they want, and sometimes or many a times, it would even mean sacrificing something, sacrificing some of your time, sacrificing some of your money, in order to attain the goals that you have set. But sacrificing plays a major part in Islam. In fact, sacrificing is part of Islam. And when we talk about sacrificing, we're not talking just about sacrificing animals at the time of Qurbani, Udhiyah. No, we're talking about sacrifice that you yourself as an individual need to give in order to prosper, in order to gain blessings. So ultimately, it's in your own benefit. Before we delve deeper into that topic, let's remember the beautiful hadith, Niyatul Mu'mini Khayrun Min Amalihi, the intention of a believer is better than his action. So let's make some good intentions. O Allah Azza wa Jal, I am watching, I'm listening to this silsila for your pleasure and happiness, for the pleasure of your beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What I learn, I will try to practice and share with others as well, inshallahul kareem. Don't forget to sacrifice some time on a daily basis. Today could be our last day, we don't know. Once we're gone, never to return to this world. Sacrifice some time. How we sacrifice time for everything else, for our comforts, our hobbies, vacations. Sacrifice some time to recite the glorious Quran every single day. Go over the translation from Kanzul Iman, the tafsir commentary from Miftahul Ihsan, so we have a proper understanding of what message Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving me. What guidance is He giving me to do or not to do every day, throughout your day? Recite dhikrullah, durud-e-paak, salawat, istighfar, make sincere tawbah, fulfill rights of people, establish the salahs properly, abstain from sins, learn and practice the sunnah, learn a dua for the day or something of deen for the day, and sacrifice your time for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything for His pleasure and happiness, for the pleasure of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. There are so many wonderful blessings for reciting Salat ala Nabi, Durud Pak. Listen to this, where Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, a great Sahabi, Sahabi Jalil, the number one hadith narrator, he says that the final Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stated that whoever writes Salah Durud upon me in a book, the angels will continue to seek forgiveness for him for as long as my name remains in that book. Allah. How many of us write today? I'm talking about a pen and paper. Today everything's typing on the laptop, on the PC, on the tablet, on the phone. What about writing? Subhanallah. Even there as well, we are using these devices, which is now common. You're typing, you're mentioning a hadith, you're mentioning a fragrance saying or a sunnah of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Write in full, not S-A-W or S or Saad or Sal'am. People make up funny things. Write it in full in Arabic, but write it in full so that inshallah ta'ala we also will gain this blessing that so long as it remains, the pure angels will seek forgiveness for that person so long as it remains there. And yes, it's not allowed. It is strictly forbidden to abbreviate Durud Sharif as S-A-W or Seen or S or Saad, etc. Let's listen to a lovely kalam. And we'll continue with this discussion on sacrificing in Islam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Koi gul baaki rahega, na chaman reh jayega. कोई गुल बाकी रहेगा न चमन रह जाएगा पर रसूलुल्लाह का दीने हसन रह जाएगा पर रसूलुल्लाह का दीने हसन रह जाएगा हम सफीरों बाग में है कोई दम का चहचहा हम सफीरों बाग में है कोई दम का चहचहा बुलबुलें उड़ जाएंगी सुना चमन रह जाएगा बुलबुलें उड़ जाएंगी सुना चमन रह जाएगा अतलसों कम ख्वाब की पोशाक पर नाज़ा न हो अतलसों कम ख्वाब की पोशाक पर नाज़ान हो इस तने बेजान पर खाकी कफन रह जाएगा इस तने बेजान पर खाकी कफन रह जाएगा नाम शाहाने जहां मिट जाएंगे लेकिन यहां नाम शाहाने जहां मिट जाएंगे लेकिन यहां हश्र तक नामो निशाने पंजतन रह जाएगा حشر تک نام و نشانے پنجتر رہ جائے گا جو پڑھے گا صاحب لولاک کے اوپر درود جو پڑھے گا صاحب لولاک کے اوپر درود آگ سے محفوظ اس کا تن بدل رہ جائے گا آگ سے محفوظ اس کا تن بدل رہ جائے گا سب فنا ہو جائیں گے کافی ولیکن حشر تک سب فنا ہو جائیں گے کافی ولیکن حشر تک نعت حضرت کا زبانوں پر سخن رہ جائے گا نعت حضرت کا زبانوں پر سخن رہ جائے گا کوئی گل باقی رہے گا نئے چمن رہ جائے گا پر رسول اللہ کا دین حسن رہ جائے گا
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم. I'm sure you enjoyed that beautiful kalam. Continue listening, try reciting as well. Get your offspring used to it. May Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu take us for Hajj and Umrah time and again. Take us to visit Medina Sharif, Aqsa Sharif time and again. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. When it comes to sacrificing in Islam, we are taught from the very beginning. Do you remember the sacrifice of Habil? The sacrifices of the great prophet Sayyiduna Nabi Ibrahim ala nabiyyina wa alayhi sallallahu sallam, whom we remember every single day in Salah, Durud Ibrahim. Every day, how many rakats are there? If we look at his sacrifices, Allahu Akbar. If we look at the sacrifices of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba Ahlul Bayt and Awliyaullah, what sacrifices they did. They sacrificed their time, their wealth, their energy, their lives. So whatever sacrifice we can do, it's nothing compared to their sacrifices. So that the flag of Islam can be flying high. They went through difficulty. They still sacrificed. They went through boycotts, oppression, torture, but they sacrificed. They didn't sacrifice for their nafs to please society. They sacrificed to please the one and only Almighty Allahu Azza wa Jal, our creator, our sustainer, our nourisher, the one to whom you and I are going to return to sooner than we realize. Even in our everyday dealings with people, even if I were to give something away, it's a habit of many people that if something is left over, then, you know, I'll give it to a poor person, clothing, food, whatever it is. I finish eat my food, I bought something, I ate it, now I'm full now. Oh, let me give it the poor person. This clothing, I wore it for too long. You know, it's now this really something is torn over here. Give it away, man, to some poor person. I'll buy a new one for myself. So many people think like this. If an item is kept in the house, not used, there's no need for it, give it away. Donate it to the masjid, to the madrasa. Allahu Akbar. So something we don't need anymore, we don't use, second hand. If there's a function, there's a wedding, it's too much of food, man, left over. Let's give to the jamia. Let's give to the madrasa. Let's give to the orphanage. The believer, that's for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And our pious people, they didn't sacrifice or give their leftovers. They sacrificed their ego and gave the best. They gave the most excellent for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the benefit of humanity. They gave the best of the useful belongings and things in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The great Sahabi, Sayyidina Abu Dharr al-Ghifari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he lived in a settlement near Madinatul Munawwarah, Zadahallahu sharafa wa ta'azima, and he owned some camels. There was a frail shepherd who used to look after those camels. One day, a person from the Banu Sulaym tribe, he came to Sayyidina Abu Dharr al-Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala anhu and said, "Ya Sayyidi, if you permit, I wish to stay in your company, to learn from you, to attain spiritual benefit, and I'll also help your shepherd." Sayyidina Abu Dharr al-Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied, "If you really want to stay with me and learn from me, then I've got one condition. You must obey me." The man said, "Ya Sayyidi, labbaik, in what must I obey you?" He replied, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, "Whenever I ask for something from you, from my wealth, to be given in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal, you must choose the best one. You must give the best one, the best item." The man accepted this condition and began residing in his service. One day, another person came to Sayyidina Abu Dharr al-Ghifari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and said, "Huzur, there are some poor people that stay along the river bank. Can you please help them? They need food." Sayyidina Abu Dharr al-Ghifari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu called that man from Banu Sulaym and instructed him, informed him of the situation and told him, "Bring a camel." The person goes to where all the camels are kept. He chooses the most excellent one. But then he thinks to himself that this camel will be useful as a transport for Sayyidina Abu Dharr al-Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala anhu. It's most obedient. And the objective is to slaughter the animal and distribute the meat. So what he did? He chose the second best camel. When Sayyidina Abu Dharr al-Ghifari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu saw that camel, he said to the man, "You have committed a breach of trust." The man immediately understood what he was talking about. He went back and he took the best camel, the most obedient, and it was sacrificed. Now Sayyidina Abu Dharr al-Ghifari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu then said to him, "All those houses, those poor houses along the river bank, count them and include my house there as well. And after you sacrifice, you slaughter the camel, divide equal portions of meat for every home, including my home. What the others get, I must get the same amount. Not even a single piece of meat more than what the others receive must enter my home. Exactly how much they are receiving, I must receive as well." Once the camel meat was distributed, Sayyidina Abu Dharr al-Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala anhu called that person again and said, "Had you forgotten the condition that you agreed to? The condition that I made regarding spending and sacrificing the most excellent in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the man said, Ya Sayyidi, I did not forget actually. I just thought about your comfort. I remembered it and I thought that, you know, this will be a very nice, ideal means of transport for yourself, because this was the most obedient of the camels. It would be useful for you. So out of consideration for your need, that's why I did what I did. Sayyidina Abu Dharr Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala anhu then asks the man, did you really leave that camel only for my need and my comfort, my convenience? The man said, yes, Ya Sayyidi. It was just for your convenience. There was no other purpose. Sayyidina Abu Dharr al-Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala anhu then said, shall I not tell you the day of my true need? Listen. The day of my true need and necessity is the day I shall be buried alone in the pit of the grave. Regarding wealth, there are three shareholders, destiny, which does not show any regard for anybody while taking wealth away. The heir who waits for you to pass away so that they can seize your wealth. And the third shareholder is yourself. When destiny and the heir show no relaxation in taking wealth, then why do you lag behind in taking your own share? Accumulate for your afterlife by giving the best in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is part of sacrificing. It's not easy for the nafs, not easy for the self, that I'm giving my best clothing for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the poor people. The same food that I'm eating, the lovely, delicious meal, the same thing, I will make a little bit extra and give to somebody to eat, give to the poor and needy. If I'm giving cash to many people, they look for, you know, the most used one, the stained one, the one that looks the most crumpled up, the dirtiest one, the one with the folds. How about giving the most crisp one? That's a knock on the nafs. The nafs doesn't want it, no. Give away to the poor person the dirty note, not the clean, crisp note. Sacrifice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the glorious Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لن تنالوا البر حتى تنفقوا مما تحبون. Translation: you will never attain piety until you spend in the way of Allah that which you hold dear, that which you love. And Sayyidina Abu Dharr al-Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala anhu has taught us as well. And he said that this is why I spend the wealth which is most dear to me in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to store it for my hereafter. So the sacrifices that you do today, now, number one must be to please Allah Azza wa Jal, and for Allah Azza wa Jal, to His mercy, to accept it and store it in the afterlife. O those who love Allah and His Rasul Azza wa Jalla wa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, those who love Sahaba, Ahlul Bayt and Awliya Allah, by studying the seerah, by studying the lives of the pious people, this is one of the things that we will see throughout their sacrifice. Look at the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at Anbiya alayhi wa sallam. What sacrifices they did. When Ibrahim alayhi salam, after so long, when Allah Azza wa Jal blessed him with that son, Nabi Ismail alayhi salam. And now that beloved son, which is so attached and close to him, go and sacrifice your son. Leave your wife and child, Ismail alayhi salam, in the desert, where there's nobody staying. What a sacrifice. Standing up to the oppressors, his uncle, and the idol worshippers. Sacrifice is the name of Islam. Sacrifice is a part of Islam. And let's be honest, many of us, we're not there to judge the next person but ourselves. But many of us, we don't mind sacrificing. If I'm getting some worldly gain, I'll give away the best so people can see and call me generous and kind. Oh, my business, it will be part of my marketing campaign. Hey, look at that businessman. How they're helping the poor and needy. How they're giving lovely meals and providing lovely blankets during their winter drive. Again, we're not there to judge people. We need to judge ourselves. Why am I doing it? For what? For the ego? For the nafs? For the desires? To please people? To be a people pleaser? Or to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We want the reward. We should sacrifice, but with the intention of making Allah azza wa jal happy. Let's watch a short clip and we'll be right back. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Dear viewers of Madani Channel, do you know that it is mentioned in Sharah al-Sudur, Sayyiduna Sa'id bin Musayyib radiallahu ta'ala anhu has stated, once we went to the graveyard of Madinatul Munawwara with Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyiduna Mawla Ali Karramallahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem. Sayyiduna Mawla Ali Karramallahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem greeted the people of the graves with salam and said, O people of the graves, will you give your news to us or shall we give news to you? Sayyiduna Sa'id bin Musayyib radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, we heard the voice of Wa alayka salamu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh from the graves. And somebody was saying, O Amirul Mu'mineen, Karramallahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem, give us the news. Sayyiduna Mawla Ali Karramallahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem then said, listen, your assets have been distributed. Your wives have remarried. Your children became orphan. And your enemies are living in the houses which you made so strong. Now tell us, what happened to you? Listening to that, an occupant of a grave replied, O Amirul Mu'mineen, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, our shrouds have been ripped to shreds. Our hair withered away and pus is following through our nostrils. We received whatever we had sent forward, means the deeds we performed, and we have incurred loss in whatever we left behind. Astaghfirullah. Tubu ilallah. Astaghfirullah. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. MashaAllah azza wa jal. This is one of the great blessings of being part of Dawat Islami, that you will receive through several sources authentic Islamic knowledge from authentic books and scholars as well. And one will receive constant motivation to practice upon that knowledge and the mindset to transmit and transfer this fragrance to others as well. The teachings of Al-Quran and the blessed Sunnah of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So join today. There's no membership fees. There's no forms to fill. If you love Allah and His Rasul, Azza wa Jalla wa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, if you love Sahaba Ahlul Bayt and Awliya Allah, Dawud Islam is for you. Get your offspring involved in it. Fill out the pious deeds. Make a'mal on a daily basis and monitor your progress. Attend the weekly Sunnah inspired Ijtima of Dawood Sami. Read the weekly booklet or listen to the audiobook. Read the monthly Fizan in Medina magazine and travel with a qafila 3 days in a month in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Enroll in one of our classes or courses online, on-site. Get in touch with your closest Madani Markaz Islamic Center of Dawood Islam. Dawood Sami is there for you and I to uplift us. It's a support structure. You are facing difficulties, financial, spiritual, medical. Get in touch with our spiritual cures offices and branches. Dawood Islam is there to uplift the Ummah. So we are talking about sacrifice. That sacrificing is part of Islam. And we are sacrificing. Give the best in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And inshallah, Kareem will receive the best. Especially in the afterlife. Sayyidina Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he has stated that Sayyidina Abu Talha al-Ansari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he was the wealthiest among the noble companions in terms of assets. He possessed the greatest number of orchards, and one in particular, he owned a magnificent orchard called Bayruha. It contained very sweet water. It was also blessed with the honor that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wa sallam would visit there and drink its water. Kya baat hai Madine. When the verse was revealed that you will never attain piety until you spend in the way of Allah that which you love, that which you hold dear. Sayyidina Abu Talha al-Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he presented himself in the court of the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of all my orchards, Bayruha is the most beloved to me. Almighty Allah has ordered that one should give what they love in his path. I wish to give my most prized and beloved orchard, Bayruha, as a charity in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so pleased and advised him, distribute it among your close relatives. And so, Sayyidina Abu Talha al-Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu distributed it, Bayruha, that orchard, that magnificent orchard amongst his close family members. The Sahabi heard a single verse. He heard a single verse and immediately acted upon that. He gave away. I love this orchard. It's most beloved to me. But he had a single verse and he sacrificed it and gave it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many verses of the glorious Quran have you and I heard? Even this verse, every Ramadan, during Taraweeh, we hear the verse. Has it had any impact on us, on our heart, on our minds? Have we given away our favorite item in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Your favorite watch, your favorite clothing, this is my favorite. You hear people saying this, yeah. This pen, my favorite. This item, my favorite. Would I have the courage of giving away, sacrificing my favorite for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? To earn immense rewards, we are to follow in the footsteps of the pious people, in the footsteps of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba Ahlul Bayt, Awliyaullah, so many thousands of role models are there for you and I. They attain success through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we emulate them, imitate them, follow in their footsteps, inshallah al-Kareem, if done with sincerity to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah al-Kareem, we'll also be successful. through His mercy. And this is one aspect as well, to sacrifice. Even sacrifice our time. I know we're all busy. We all caught up in the activities of life. I wake up this time, go to work, come back this time. I'm tired, mentally fatigued, don't feel like doing anything. After work, if I can give some time for Deen, Amir Ahl-Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya, request, try to give 2 hours in a day. It doesn't have to be 2 consecutive hours. For what? Actually, for our own benefit. To do something for Deen. For example, after maybe Zuhr Salah, let's say after Fajr Salah, I participated, I recited or I listened to Tafsir with translation from Kanzul Iman, English commentary from Miftahul Ihsan. I listened to the Dars, Shajara Sharif. It's about, let's say, 15 minutes. 2 hours minus 15 minutes. Zuhr, Dars, let's say 7 minutes. This is five to seven minutes. I listened or I gave minus another 7 minutes from the 2 hours. Right. I invited somebody towards goodness. I forbade evil. I made minds for somebody to stop evil. Neki ki dawat, infiradi koshish. I made minds of people, Muslims, to read salah, to do good, to practice sunnah. Let's say, example, 20 minutes. Minus 20 minutes from the 2 hours. At night, I was at the masjid. I listened to Surah Mulk. 5 minutes, minus 5 minutes. So like this, implementation of the 12 Madani activities. If I can do little bit every day, I'll reach that 2 hours. Even if I can't give 2 hours right now, but I can build towards that. Okay, 15 minutes, then 20, then half an hour, 45 minutes, 1 hour, 1.5, 2 hours. Build it. That's a goal. But for that, sacrificing of time is required. And time for some people, many people, is expensive. But think about those things that I'm doing, sacrificing my time for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do good, to invite towards good, who's going to benefit actually? Because when the eyes close, all that work, all the time that I dedicated for my work, for my personal matters, will that count, or will that time I spent sacrificing it to uplift the deen, will that really count? So we must strive to sacrifice. Once the most merciful and final Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam was on a journey, he sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam obtained 2 miswaks. One was straight and one was slightly curved. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa sallam gave the straight miswak to his companion and he kept the curved one for himself. The Sahabi radiallahu anhu said that you should have kept the straight miswak and gave me the curved one. The merciful Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam replied, when 2 travelers or 2 Muslims stay together for even a short while, they will be questioned on the Day of Judgment regarding the manner in which they treated one another. There's accountability for that also. If I'm eating a meal, hey, that juicy piece there, I'm going to take it. Or do I say no? Let somebody else have it. This is called ithar. Ithar means to give preference. Give it to, let somebody else enjoy it. I'll take the other pieces. No problem. No problem. And I do it wholeheartedly to make Allah Azza wa Jalla happy and to please Muslims. There's a reward in that. That I give the better thing to somebody else. It's a sacrifice. The nafs now is going to be upset. No, grab it quickly before somebody else takes the best piece, before somebody else takes a piece of meat that has no bones inside, nice and juicy. Grab it quickly. So we learn from our pious people. When Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma became ill, look at the sacrifice. When he became ill, he said to Sayyidina Nafi' radiallahu ta'ala anhu that, I desire to eat roasted fish. In those days, it wasn't easily available in Medina Sharif. Zadahallahu sharifu wa ta'adheema. Sayyidina Nafi' rahmatullahi ta'ala anhu, he searched extensively until he found a fish and he bought it for 1.5 dirhams. He roasted it. He presented it to Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhumah, and at that very time, a beggar came. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhumah told Sayyidina Nafi' radiallahu anhu, give the fish to him. I said, ya Sayyidi, I found this with great difficulty, and it's what you desired. I'll give him the value of the fish. I'll give him money. He said, no, give him the fish. So he was given the fish. When the beggar left, Sayyidina Nafi' radiallahu anhu went after him and purchased the fish back from him for 1.5 dirhams. And once again, he presented the fish to Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, who asked, how this fish came back? I said, ya Sayyidi, I went after the beggar and I bought it from him. I gave him 1.5 dirhams. So he said that, go and give him this fish also, and let him keep the 1.5 dirhams. Because I heard Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had mentioned that whoever gives up, whoever sacrifices something he desires, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wipes away his sins. Dear viewers and listeners, let us also create this mindset of sacrificing in the way of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Until next time, if you think good, you will speak good, you will do good, and good things will happen, inshallah al-kareem. Keep safe and keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.